Hey, listen, everybody. This is Steve Harvey, and I am a huge fan of the Jalen and Jacoby Show. In the words of Jalen himself, undercut with the OJs. Got to get a people. Give people what they want. You can get it right here on Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, dumb?
And I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Happy Memorial Day to everyone. And, of course, we want to recognize the sacrifice and bravery of all the service men and women across the globe. Thank you so much. Jalen, we might be getting NBA basketball back, and it might be coming from Orlando, Florida, as Disney World seems to be the favorite for the quote-unquote bubble to resume NBA action. What do you think about the Disney World location?
I think I need to get on the phone with my travel agent because I will be there. So excited to hear this news, David Jacoby. The NBA is clearly a partner of ESPN, who's owned by Disney. It totally makes sense. I understand that they were considering doing two locations with Vegas and now Florida, which now allows me to realize it was just a negotiating ploy publicly that Disney would probably always be the spot. And just think about this. You're going to have less than 1,000 people enjoying Disney World all by themselves.
Oh, I know.
You quarantine with your family, and now you get a chance to vacation quarantine with your family and work with Jacoby. It's going to take four things in order for this to happen.
You got a plan?
That makes me happy. No question. This is what's going to actually make it effective. The first thing, 20 teams, dog. 10 from each conference. 21 through 30, congratulations. You had a bad season. You're in the lottery. But let's engage as many fan bases as possible. You don't want just 16 teams. You want 20 teams and their fan bases and players involved. Listen to the West. Luka, Ja, Dame, Zion. You want them to do a play-in tournament. Also, like I just said, 7 to 10 seeds. And something that we've talked about on this show for years, a 1 through 16 seeding. I told you, Jacoby. Don't have to worry about traveling now. Everybody in the same place at the same time. And lastly, each playoff series based on time has to be 7 games. So therefore, if it goes a little bit longer, then you won't have the 7-10 playoff. But everything has to be 7-game series.
I do love 7-game series, and I do love the 7-10 plan for the 7th and 8th seed in each conference. However, I do love 1-16, but you're going to have to get a lot of owners of Eastern Conference teams to agree to that. So it doesn't necessarily seem feasible for this season, but maybe perhaps down the road. We all know it's the right thing to do, but our colleague and friend Brian Windhorst was on the Hoop Collective, and he brought up something really interesting wrinkle about the 1-16 seeding. Let's listen to Wendy.
If they did a 1-16 and the possibility of Brooklyn Lakers in the first round, and like Durant and Kyrie knew that this week, like it was figured out this week. Good luck even, Kevin. I know what's been said. I know what Woj just said. I got it. I'm just saying circumstances change.
Now, this is highly unlikely, but it's also highly, highly juicy. Imagine a Nets-Lakers first-round playoff series that featured LeBron, AD, Kyrie, and KD. Do you think there's any chance that happens?
Jacoby, here's what I believe. There's no chance that it happens. I hate to be a buzzkill, and obviously Woj was mentioned, and Wendy, they're two of the best in the game. But I was in the arena less than 12 months ago when Kevin Durant tore his Achilles. You remember those times when they were saying he had a calf injury, but he left practice and he had ice on his Achilles? I knew somebody at the workout that Friday. I went on TV and said he should not play. He played. He re-injured himself. There's no way he comes back this season. And also, you think Kyrie gonna come back without KD and allow LeBron James to possibly sweep him out of the playoffs? I wouldn't be surprised with him also dealing with the injury that neither one of those guys play if the Nets make the playoffs, especially if they go against the Lakers in the first round. But we shall see.
We will We will always update you on the latest on the potential return of the NBA, but it definitely feels today more than ever before that we will once again see NBA action on our television screens at home, and I cannot wait for that. We did get some live sports on our television screens at home over the weekend, one of which was Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson facing off against Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods. And Tom Brady, he looked a little bit like me out there in the golf course. He's just shanking tee shots, you know, he's just splitting his pants and all kinds of stuff. But it really, he somehow took a win by being bad at golf because he's so famous for the TB12 method and not eating strawberries and avocado ice cream and this sort of like dedication to his fitness. And he was just very relatable out there on the golf course, making jokes, missing putts. Jalen, did you find his bad golf making him more relatable?
You know how much I love Tom Brady, fellow Michigan Wolverine, ride or die to the fullest. But this is where our show becomes cultural, because so many people yesterday felt like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are funny. They're entertaining. They're Hall of Fame, all-time great football players. Is that because, Jacoby, I don't get the Seinfeld type of humor versus the Martin Lawrence type of humor? Because for me, he didn't humanize himself by being bad at golf. That's almost like us making Ryan Fitzpatrick a folklore hero because he has a beard or hair. I think that's more cultural than anything. Wait, your thoughts.
20-second timeout. Did I just ask you a question about Tom Brady being relatable because he's bad at golf, and then you made it a thing about racial humor? I don't really understand what just happened there. I don't really understand what just happened there.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what happened. You watched him play golf yesterday, and he felt like the everyman, the guy you can have a beer with, the guy that you would love to have over and have dinner with the family. Those are cliches. He didn't make himself more lovable yesterday, Jacoby, playing golf. Stop it.
He absolutely did. Well, we have an encouraging update from a legend in National Basketball Association history. Current head coach of Georgetown, Pat Ewing, is now home from the hospital after dealing with COVID-19. Jalen, what do you think about this?
P.E. crazy. Crazy P.E. And let me put some respect on his name. The Hall of Famer like Stockton and Malone, Gary Payton, Reggie Miller, Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley, as dudes that Michael Jordan was so very dominant in the 90s, kept from getting championship rings. Patrick Ewing was an elite shot blocker and rebounder. That was his foundation. Played with his back to the basket, could turn over both shoulders, could shoot facing up out to 18 feet. He was a fantastic anchor for the Knicks. And I know that you're a Die Easy fan. So do you miss these days? Do you miss that, Jacoby?
Absolutely, I do. And I'm so glad that he is back home and healthy. And I am a Die Easy Knicks fan, but we have some new information about who the Knicks might be adding to their team in the draft. We'll give you that and much more when we return in just 2 minutes. Stay tuned. During these uncertain times, there's nothing more important than your family and your safety and your health and your protection. And whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT. ADT can customize a security package to fit any lifestyle. Whether you just want the basics or you want all the bells and whistles, they can customize a security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. They've got everything. HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, and fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring. All of it is controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. It's all professionally installed in smart home security. They have the largest security network. 9 ADT owned and operated monitoring centers operate 24/7. And right now, nothing means more than your security and your peace of mind. ADT can provide that. When it matters most, trust ADT. Now more than ever, you need the peace of mind with 24/7 rapid response monitoring from the leader in home security, ADT. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen complains to me all the time about what we do and don't discuss on the show, so we created a segment where he decides. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, to hit the brakes. If not, me or Bethany, keep it moving. We start with an update on Michigan football. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Brakes.
The president of University of Michigan said that if there are no students on campus in the fall, there will be no fall football. What do you think about this stance?
He has a study of disease background. He got like important things behind his name, like PhD. So I understand that he understands medicine and realizes that at some point we're going to get back to any semblance of normalcy before a vaccine takes place. I'm pretty sure after our president made those comments, he looked down at his email and got multiple messages that reminded him that the football program pays for so many things. It makes multiple millions of dollars each year. And so what we can do is, if they're having classes and professors are on campus, we can act like possibly that the students are able to correspond, Jacoby. They're able to go to class and get their work and their books and some sort of instruction while they work online. So it satisfies both sides. What do you think?
Well, I think it would be difficult to have a football season if they're not allowing students on campus. But one thing I do know is I don't know what the future is going to bring next week, let alone this fall. Moving on, I have video of someone working out during the quarantine that you're going to want to see. Keep moving or hit the brakes. Check out my man, champion Coach O, getting the road work in the quarantine. No mask on, wiping the sweat, looking great. What do you think of Coach O's workout?
I'm inspired by it. And Coach O is so strong and top heavy, he got to do some leg days. He's holding him down, Jacoby. He's slowing him down.
Like, he needs to get some legs in. He's like, he might be the only person on the planet that is as sweaty as I am when they work out. Moving on, I have an update on my favorite draft prospect in the NBA. The New York Post is saying that LaMelo Ball is top-rated point guard on the Knicks draft board. It just seems like this is a perfect, perfect marriage for the Ball family and Madison Square Garden and the Knicks to all come together and come back. I love LaMelo Ball to the Knicks so much. This has to happen.
The remix would be a lot better. Lonzo to L.A. didn't work out so well. I think the family now would be prepared for this big stage in New York if he ended up getting drafted by this team. And so we're both excited about his NBA potential as a tall point guard. He's going to give up good shots to get great shots. He showed that he could score the ball, finish at the hoop. I think he's an amazing prospect. No surprise that he's the number one point guard prospect. And it would be great to see him in NYC. But you know what? It'd be great to see him in Detroit, too. So stay tuned, Jacoby. You're going to be probably front row watching him in the Pistons uniform.
Either way, I'm so excited about LaMelo Ball being in the league. I love LaMelo Ball so much. Moving on, Jalen. Matt Barnes is a champion, but doesn't count himself as a champion. Matt Barnes says that he doesn't count the ring he won for the 2016-2017 Warriors Championship. And we have some footage of the one shot he made during the finals. There it is right there. That is his contribution. Matt Barnes, if you don't make that shot, maybe they don't win the championship. I would take the ring. What do you think?
Shout to Matt and Stack Jack doing a terrific job on all the smoke and all the multimedia stuff. What this is, Jacoby, is being real. It's being self-aware and grounded. I started to feel the same way halfway through the season in Phoenix. I'm like, I'm here, but if we win a championship, it's not going to mean as much to me because I'm not contributing. He played for the Kings part of that year, and then he ended up with the Warriors, and he wasn't playing many minutes. So I'm pretty sure he appreciates the ring and the acknowledgement and the champagne spray, and he got a chance to be a part of a parade, which is a life-changing thing that I wish I would have got a chance to do, but I definitely understand where he's coming from.
See, I'm the other way. I feel like even if I just loaded the bags onto the bus, maybe I worked and practiced hard and forced the starters into getting extra sweat. I'll take any contribution whatsoever. I was a part of that championship team. I won that ring. That's how I would look at it. I don't have the same honor that you guys do. When we come back, we have Jalen's favorite thing to talk about, Mike Tyson potentially turning. We have an update right after this. Stay tuned. 2 minutes. We're back. Give the people what they want. Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. And on top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. This is subject to change. Restrictions apply. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen likes talking about nothing more than a potential return to the ring of Iron Mike Tyson. And we have some new footage of Mike Tyson working out with Vitor Belfort. And he's shirtless and he looks ready. What do you think of Tyson in the gym here? Looking strong.
It makes me feel like I need to take off my shirt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't built like Mike, but I'm built. And one thing I learned, Jacoby, is this version of Mike Tyson that I'm recently seeing, trust me, take it from somebody that's been to his house, that knows him personal. Somebody that's gone to multiple fights of his. This is the happiest I've seen Mike Tyson since the mid or late 90s. That's why it enthusiastically... that's why I get enthusiastic when I see the video with him and T.I. I love that he shouts the show and that he's going to put his hands on you. But I just appreciate that he looked like he was living his best life again. That's what about the video.
Wait. Let's play the video in question that Jalen loves to hear all the time. Let's hear it.
Yes.
Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right.
Jacoby and Jalen.
He didn't say anything about putting hands on me, Jalen. Where'd you make? You just made that part up out of thin air. You're really trying to get me beat up by Mike Tyson. I don't know why you brought that part up.
Well, no, I know how it works. You're a man. You're a husband. You're a dad. He disrespected me. I'm going to handle this. Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm not going to handle it whatsoever. Dan Lebatard is going to handle it from here. Stay tuned right after us. It is
Thank
highly
you.
Questionable.
You are far too kind.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want, and we will do it pod exclusive as often as we can, especially on Memorial Day. Jalen, I heard you talking earlier about what you were going to grill, and I want you to tell the people. Don't just do it off wax. Tell the people about your grill strategy here on this Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone. And during this pandemic, I want to implore everyone to do something that makes you better. Whatever that is, whatever passions you have, practice at them. Whatever sacrifices you need to make, this is the perfect time to do it. And one of the things I'm doing, Jacoby, is I'm harnessing my chef skills. The other thing that I'm doing is, as you know, I'm getting these songs together. I've been digging in the crates. I've been spending a lot of time pulling songs, listening to beats, listening to melodies, listening to hooks, because I would love over the next 30 to 60 days, especially if we're still quarantining, to be able to DJ and or cook for public consumption. That's what I'm working on.
Well, those are two very different things, one of which is DJing, which is playing music for the people. But cooking for public consumption means they're going to eat it or they're going to watch it. Because I don't want you giving out the Roni Roan to the people via your food.
So because people can't taste it, I was trying to figure out like the best way to do it and introduce it. And I wouldn't do this with records. Like, I wouldn't tell you what songs I'm playing. I'm just not going to do it. I've been around some of the dopest DJs of all time, and I learned that from the beginning. I am not giving you my records. But I will give you some food recipes.
Oh,
so
yeah?
What I will do,
Jalen's lemon pepper wings coming out?
Yeah. So what I plan on doing is having you guys go to the market with me, have you guys in the kitchen with me, see me on the stove, see me in the oven, see me on the grill, and put together some plates. You know how when you go to a restaurant and you order something and it still comes with sides? So I'm going to do that as well. I'm going to show you guys how to season, how to put some sauces together, how to cook up everything, lamb, chicken, wings, bison. And today, to answer your initial question, what I am making, I have some Cajun wings.
Mm.
It's crazy. I can't wait for them. Slightly burnt on the ends is how you got to do them. Put them on the grill. Got to be slightly burnt on the end. Ah, yes. I also have sweet potatoes, the big ones. Those cook forever. Got to take your time with those. Have regular potatoes that usually evolve into mashed potatoes. I'm doing some either slaw or potato salad, trying to hook that up. And last but not least, I don't eat much beef or pork really unless it's bacon. Since it's the holiday, happy Memorial Day to everybody. Shout out to my brother Kev, who served in the Army for over 10 years. Hooking up some ribs. Hooking up some ribs, dog. Throwing them on the grill. I got to see the smoke in the air. So that's the menu for the day.
Great, Jalen Rose. You know what? Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and admit when you're wrong. And last week I said that I didn't like the versus battles. And I haven't gone 100% 180 on them. But Bounty Killer Beanie Man was interesting. Bounty Killer Beanie Man had some energy to it. It had like a real energy to it. They didn't have the tech problems and they were both in the same room at the same time, which I felt like really made a difference for like the energy of the whole, proceedings. So I would say that I'm not backing on versus battles. You will not see me checking out 112 Jagged Edge this evening. I will not be tuned into that whatsoever.
Jamaica's good. Jamaica's very good. Shout out to my brother Swiss Beats as well, who seemed to be an orchestrator in making that happen. Shout to the international police who came in during the performance and didn't shut it down. Shout to them for not allowing him to shut it down. I appreciate the fact that they were not only willing to entertain the people, but I appreciate live shows, and I know you don't love them as much as I do. That's probably why you don't like the versus battles. I liked how they were trying to approach it like they were on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked. It had a real energy. It was like watching a concert. And I almost forgot that you said French Montana would beat Kendrick Lamar in the verses. So I know you were a little punch drunk from him before. And I know you like this one, but you don't like the one that's happening tonight? Jagged Edge?
No, 112 Jagged Edge, I'm good. You can miss me with that. You can miss me with that one. You're not even tuned into that one. I know you, like, you might have to see these dudes at a club or whatever, but like, you know you're not watching that either, Jay. I know you're not watching that. I know you're not. Well, I know you're not.
Well, let me tell the people something. As somebody that get emails from a lot of different sources, I'm going to tell you something that Jacoby may love, but the rest of the world, like D-Nice, ain't going to love. Instagram about to shut those down.
You think so?
When they see other people making money, they're trying to figure, wait a minute. We're not profiting, but they are? Shut it down. We initially thought this platform was going to play snippets of songs, is how they're going to sell it for the piracy stuff. But now that they see versus battles, and they see DJs playing records, instead of allowing it to happen during the pandemic, they're shutting it down. When you're following some of these people, watch when their video automatically just drops. That's Instagram doing it. And I'm disappointed in the platform. That's why I ain't decided to join until a year and a half ago.
But hold up. So you're telling me that there's someone that works for Instagram that's flipping a switch while these battles are going on, intentionally killing the videos of the participants. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying that it is happening now and it's happening in increments, but it's going to drastically increase to the point where they're not happening anymore.
So what do you think is more likely, that there's someone that works for Instagram monitoring these and sort of like a gremlin in the machine, just kind of intentionally flipping switches and cutting video streams? Or do you think Teddy Riley just doesn't have his tech stuff together? Which one do you think is more realistic?
It ain't just Teddy Riley.
His connection together.
Or Nelly.
Or there's a person on Instagram just them. Flipping the switch. It's them, dog.
It ain't just them, fam.
It's them.
So many people that I've seen entertain the masses on Versus videos that Instagram is now going to shut it down. Remember, you heard it here first. They're going to shut those down. We're enjoying it right now. They're going to shut them down, man. And I'm disappointed in that.
So when you started this, you started by saying that you speaking from a perspective of someone who gets a lot of emails from a lot of different sources. First of all, every single person on the planet gets a lot of emails from a lot of different sources, but it seems like you're citing something. So you're trying to tell me that you received some word from some people involved that you believe that Instagram is going to shut down the Versus battles.
And here's why. Because as I mentioned to you, one of the things I want to do besides cooking for public consumption is DJing. Before I invest all of this time and energy into it, like anything else, I want to make sure it has staying power and legit. And one of the things I've heard is that now that people are enjoying them so much and playing songs, and it's become something that Instagram isn't necessarily profiting off of, they're going to shut it down. Mark my words.
I can see him shutting it down. I can see him shutting it down. I mean, there's always some sort of like...
And that's foul. That's foul. How many times have you posted a video that had music in it? Like that should come with the fact that I'm giving somebody a personal experience. That's the difference between taking a still picture and having a video, giving it a personality. So when this starts to happen, it may happen tonight. They may be doing the thing tonight and it may cut off two or three times. You're going to be like, yo, he was just talking about this. It picked up steam after Saturday.
I think it's got a lot more to do with people's tech problems than it does with people at Instagram shutting it down.
It picked up steam. It picked up steam after the battle you just referenced on Saturday. It was so popular and it was so many people watching and it got so much attention. It got people sending emails within and questioning how we're allowing people to profit off of our platform when we can't. It's how they see it. And I totally disagree with that approach, especially during a pandemic.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. One thing I will not see is what happens tonight between 112 and Jagged Edge. I'll be missing that one. So you're going to have to catch me up on that one tomorrow. You're going to have to catch me up on that one tomorrow, Jay.
I got you, fam.
For real. So Patriots owner Robert Kraft is going to have a court hearing on Zoom that the public can tune into. And you might be familiar with the case that it's going to be discussed there. Will you be tuning into that battle, Robert Kraft?
I'm definitely tuning in. And shout to Robert Kraft and all of the greatness that the Patriots have achieved. But when I see him auctioning off his championship rings, when I seen that he auctioned off a championship ring, the first thing I thought about is he's the owner is just going to get another one. First off.
I mean, he's got six. He's got six.
Right. Right. The other thing I want to say is I understand since he's a public figure, you want to do his trial on Zoom so that people can like get the details of it. The one thing that's going to happen from this, he has won so much that we're going to dismiss it as multimedia. We're going to dismiss it. We're going to act like whatever facts get explored don't exist. Now, if he's the owner of the Lions, oh, man, he'll get crushed. He will get crushed. But people celebrate champions and winners sometimes way too much. But lastly, I have to say this. This is controversial.
Uh-oh.
Other than the alleged spa where he was allegedly getting a quote-unquote rub and tub, I don't know how they were illegally getting the young ladies there. And how old they were and all of that, to me, that's about the spa because they're the people that hire and have people work there. And I know he got introduced to that spot potentially from some political friends that he has. But I'll say this. Is what he did illegal?
Yes, very much so, Jalen. Absolutely, very much so illegal.
What did he do?
1,000% illegal.
What is he?
Jalen, you know
exactly. What is he accused
Jalen,
of doing?
Jalen.
What is he accused? Jalen. What's the accusation? Just tell me that. Well, what the accusation?
First of all, I don't know the exact charges that he is being brought up upon, but it's some sort of I don't know, paying money for sexual experiences, which there's other words for it as well. And that is not legal, Jalen Rose. That is not legal in Florida. My main concern is he was only in there for 17 minutes. Like, get the massage, my guy. Get the massage.
You know what?
Get the massage, Robert Kraft. Get a massage, man.
You don't go to one of those strip mall spas and go to get a real massage. He went on game day. Went in there like 30, 45 minutes.
But he got a private plane waiting for him.
Playoffs.
To take him to a playoff game. So my thing is like, it's a private plane. You're not going to be late. Just get the massage. Why are you in and out in 17 minutes?
Fam, you know, he's a billionaire. If he really needed a massage, he could have got one on the plane by a licensed professional while he was going to the playoff game. He went there probably to release some endorphins, and somebody
was releasing more than endorphins.
and you know what? I got a phone number in my phone of somebody that could have gave him some advice. David Jacoby. All he had to do was use Pringles cans. That's all he had to do.
You violated. Because we talked about this last week. You are now officially bringing off-wax conversations on wax for the second time.
You're right.
Well, okay.
You're right.
Okay. For the second time you're doing this. So I let it slide right. Number one. I let it slide the first time. Okay.
You know what?
Maybe it's time. Because we've had some conversations. You and I have had some conversation over lunch before.
All right.
That you probably don't want to be distributed around the world. But you know
you're
what? Right. Maybe I you're should. Right. Maybe we should just
you're
open
right.
this up
right.
for discussion.
No, but you know what? I can't front. The reason why I keep bringing it up, to be honest, kind of jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
Kind of
really
jealous.
Should be.
That's
you
why
really
I keep
be.
Bringing it up. I'm jealous.
You really should be.
Because clearly when you were done, you were happy.
Jalen.
You know?
Jalen,
and
again,
so I'm jealous.
Jalen, you're going to get yourself
I love my brother happy. Like Mike Tyson in the video holding something medicinal with a glass in his hand, talking to T.I. And what gets overlooked in that video is that T.I. and Mike Tyson are probably the same height. He was calling him little guy.
Scotty and Mike. Kobe and Shaq, LeBron and Wade. Just a few NBA duos that are undeniably the real deal. And we have some in the league now. AD and LeBron, Westbrook and Harden, and the young guns, KP and Luka Doncic. Those duos, the way they complement each other, the way they work together, the way they are perfect fits for each other is a great example of how you can be with a State Farm agent. Draft a State Farm agent to your team and get help combining the ultimate duo, home and auto insurance. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Do you love these two topics? Like, we can't talk about anything else in the world. The NBA is going to come back, and all you want to talk about is Mike Tyson beating me up in Pringles cans. That's it. Like, that's it. That's all you want to talk about.
Because the legal, dog, they need to do that 1-16 seating. Do something different.
Well, Jalen,
do something special.
All right, so let's talk about it. 20 of the owners have to vote yes on that to do 1-16, right? And if you're in the Eastern Conference, why would you be motivated to do that? Why? Explain that.
Yes,
sir.
I will.
The game?
Yes. That's why.
I understand
right
that.
Now,
I understand that. But cash rules everything around
the
money.
That's the answer. Correct. Right now, it's important to do whatever you can that does not harm the game to drum enthusiasm about the return. And no better way to do that is to do certain things that you have never done and may never do again. Like play summer basketball. That's going to happen. 1-16 seeding. That should happen. Every series better be seven games. And lastly, you engage 20 teams, not just the 16 that were in the playoffs. You have the 7 through 10 playoff play-in. So now you engage 20 fan bases. Teams 21 through 30 record-wise, y'all go home for the year. That's what it should be. I hope that it is, and going to be interesting to see what takes place. It's going to be interesting to see what takes place.
So I have some questions. Are the rides going to be open? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say all the parks are going to be closed.
Because smoking I would love like a more dad than just, with three
just
kids.
Like the Instagram small videos, ones. Just the Instagram videos of all of like Taco Fall on like, you know, the roller coaster. And everyone would be going to get high and going to that, that Avatar. Have you seen the movie Avatar? They call it Pandora?
No.
Have you seen?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie Avatar?
Nah, dog.
What do you mean? You never saw it?
I haven't seen it. You asked me, did I see it? I was like, no.
It's a really good movie. It's a really they recreated the and, like the world of from the film in Walt Disney World. It's one of the most just sort of beautiful like amusement park experiences I've ever had because they shut it down. They do this thing where you can go to Disney World and you can pay extra to stay late after the park closes down. So there's no lines for anything. So me and my wife were just going on that ride over and over. It was fantastic. One of the best, one of the most immersive, sort of like interesting, you know, rides I've ever been on in my life. It was excellent. But are the rides going to be open? Is the pool going to be open at the hotel? Are the families going to come?
A couple of things.
Is Jalen Rose going to be there? Is NBA Countdown going to be there?
Let me answer a couple of those questions before I forget all of the 10 questions.
You don't know, dog. You don't know the answer to those questions.
I do.
Okay. You know if the rides are going to be open?
The answer to that is no.
I know they're not. What about the pools? Pools will be open, right?
The pools will be open. Yes.
That'll be open the pool.
What was the next question?
Will the families come of the players?
Absolutely. Just think about it like this. Everybody right now that's quarantining with their family, with their significant other, with their kids. Imagine doing the exact same thing on more real estate at Disney, and it's only 1,000 people at a place that probably hold 100,000.
More. Oh, yeah. I mean, they got hotels on hotels on hotels. Each team can have their own hotel.
Correct.
So here's another question, Jalen. Another reason why – so one thing about Vegas I didn't like the idea is there's just too much opportunity for human-to-human interaction in Vegas. You know what I mean? And they're opening up the casinos again in early June. Like, it just seems like Vegas, we're going to have one of those announcements where it's like so-and-so and such team is tested positive. So then they test the rest of the players. The next thing you know, you got one team with five players testing positive, so they can't field the team. Like, it just seemed we were headed down that direction. Orlando, not a lot of opportunity for distractions. Very spread out city, you know, like, and Disney World has a very structured barrier. It's like its own little like bubble zone already, the Disney World bubble. So I think it's a perfect place to have this happen, but I just don't want to see a positive test come out of this, you know, cause that could really make things go south quickly if we get a couple positive tests.
Well, we've already had positive tests from multiple players on multiple teams. And so what you do like, You quarantine each team as much as possible. The acreage, like you mentioned, at Disney is unlimited. You can space everybody out. And so if somebody does get it, it's going to be an isolated scenario. You eliminate that person from the group, and you got to keep playing. That's what's going to make this interesting. That's
what's going to happen. Like this, you can see a couple stars go out.
Yeah, this a crapshoot, everybody. Like this ain't about to be chalk. It ain't happening like that. Mm-hmm. This is not about to be chalk. A team like Portland might play itself in and knock out the Lakers or the Clippers in the first round. Like this is going to be that year. Like when the Knicks went to the finals in the lockout shortened season. Sorry, I got the hiccups.
99. You know, I know how to solve the hiccups. I've got a foolproof
way to solve
the hiccups.
Hold your breath 60 seconds.
No, that's how you foolproof way to die. Okay, first of all, you can't hold your breath for 60 seconds. Don't be saying that in the microphones. Okay,
that's what I always thought I was doing for forever. I swear, hold my breath for 60 seconds.
No. I've got it. It works. I've got it. Do you have a cup in front of you? This works every single time. Every single time. I've got a foolproof way. Okay. You drink from the wrong end of the cup, leaning forward. It's great. It works every time. It works every single time.
I'm going to have to try that.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. And we're going to start putting voicemails on every day in a podcast exclusive. So do you remember the number?
Do the hiccups. And don't take these hiccups out of the pod. This is real.
No, they got it.
Do hiccups mean that you're growing? I heard that when I was young. Is that true? Because if parts of me are growing, that would be amazing. That would be awesome.
Chilling, you're not growing. You're not growing. You're not growing.
985-880 Jalen.
Yes, 985-80 Jalen. Leave us a voicemail. We're gonna start putting the voicemails back in the show. Excited to do this. Make sure you DVR the show on ESPN because we got a brand new show. It's a brand new network, so your DVRs might not automatically get it. So make sure you go to ESPN. Find Jalen and Jacoby on your schedule and DVR the show. Send a picture of yourself DVRing the show to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen will be selecting some people that he will be sending his hoodies to because he went out and spent his own money to get J&J hoodies. Soft, warm, comfortable hoodies for those breezy summer nights when the sun goes down. You just want to be comfortable. Just throw that on. Go out into the porch. So make sure you DVR the show. Send a picture of Jalen and Jacoby of yourself DVRing the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.